Well, I'm telling you, just talking to our three guests tonight, I'm learning something. In a moment, Jim Mars, Alex Jones, and your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, along with our guests, Alex Jones, Jim Mars, and your phone calls. Jim, I had Jerry Corsi on last week, and he is convinced that there is going to be a North American alliance, Mexico sweeping into the United States, right into Canada. Do you think this highway is the first step?
Well, of course.
Or the immigration, I guess, the illegal immigrants might
right,
be the first.
Right. You know, I've gone through two of these amnesty programs, once with Lyndon Johnson back in the mid-60s and once with Reagan in, I think, towards the later part of the 80s. And every time they grant amnesty, all that does is encourage more illegal immigration. And that's the way you break up a country. You see, George, the United States is the biggest stumbling block to the New World Order. Why? Because, number one, we have a tradition of individual liberty and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, which gives us the legal right to that freedom and democracy. And third, we got guns, okay? So they've made a very concerted effort to share down all three of them.
Yeah, they want to do away with the guns. And once that happens, we are in a sorry situation.
That's the last stand of the individual for freedom.
Alex, you agree?
George, I totally agree. And I interviewed myself, Mr. Corsi, today. 10 years ago, I got public documents on NAFTA and GATT, and the European Union started over 50 years ago as a so-called trade deal. Now it's accelerated here domestically. And Mr. Corsi doesn't just make these claims. He's just done the research I've done. So I've seen the exact same stuff. You go to official U.S. government web pages and merging our military, merging our police, merging our roads. The roads are the key because all roads lead to Rome, as Caesar said, as Julius Caesar said. They're going to use the roads as toll roads as the taxing mechanism to pay for the American Union. That's why Vicente Fox has said, my people have the right to travel the width and breadth of the continent because we are, one union. The deal has been signed. It's being done. It's not even a first step. I would say we are 70% into a full American Union. The same thing happened to the Europeans. Europeans rejected EU expansion last year. They're still expanding it. They don't care. So no one is for this. No one, you know, in the general public is for it. So why is it continuing? Because the 120 elite of the world are pushing it. Global government is a means to an end to remove our rights to vote, our rights to have a Bill of Rights, our rights to due process. And, George, I don't know if you've seen this video. I'm pretty proud of it. It's for free on Google Video. It's up on prisonplanet.com. You have a link to it on Coast to Coast AM. For the first time ever, not only was it all over CBC, because they basically, arrested me when I was there, but it was all over their national newspapers, the front of their papers. You had me on last week and really saved my bacon and helped get the word out. But on, oh, no, you did. And so did the other press. But I got up there the next day on Saturday and I bullhorned them. And literally, I was 200 yards away from the facade of this building owned by a Bilderberg Group member. And the glass was literally shaking. It was some type of resonance, like an opera singer cracking crystal.
Yeah.
And Richard C. Holbrooke, top Clinton administration
official. Well, for a moment, I thought you were going to say Richard C. Hoagland. I was going to say, what the heck was he doing there?
No. Richard C. Holbrooke came out, walked over to security 20 feet away, started pointing and complaining. And I have it on video as I scream, Holbrooke, we're not your slaves. So, again, historic things are happening. At least we're getting a chance. At least CNN is being forced to talk about an American Union. The Europeans didn't get that. They snuck it through on them. So Americans, don't say that you weren't warned. You've got to fight this now. When you hear sustainable development, when you hear these other key terms like regional government. When you hear terms like that, understand that is the end of America. America is dying right now. And listen, George, I'm not groveling here, you know, to you just for groveling's sake. I am thankful, and I know Jim Mars is, because I have children. You have children. You have probably have grandchildren.
Yes, I do.
And I don't want them losing their freedom. I appreciate your courage. I appreciate the fact that you are the only mega show in the country, and there's only two or three, that has the will to do this. And the very fact that we're doing this can turn the tide. And I just wanted to get Jim's take on that.
No, I totally agree. But the only thing that's going to make that work, though, is that everyone who's listening now and who begins to pick up on this information, you have to do something.
Yes.
I agree.
You have to get energized. You have to start taking your individual responsibility. Now, I'm not a revolutionary. I'm not even a political pundit. I'm just a journalist. But I follow the facts, just like Alex has, just like Daniel did. And there it is. It's right there in front of us. And so,
well, here's another example.
Yeah, so, all right. You say, what can you do? I can't tell you what to do. You're going to have to figure that out for yourself.
Well, I'll tell you what to do.
Individual, but I'll tell you, there are things you can do. For example, write letters to the editor. Better yet, write letters to the advertisers of your media and tell them you're not going to buy their products unless they force the media into telling us the straight truth about what's really going on. Have a book review group meeting in your home. Call in the neighbors for a hot dog thing and then try to educate them. First, educate yourself. And then educate the people around you. And if you get enough people, see, that's the thing they fear the worst, is that's why it's all done in secrecy.
That's right. George?
Okay, one
more,
Alex, and then we'll go to calls.
Sure. Well, I'm going to do that. Here's an example. The bill for the second time is in the Texas legislature to put a transponder in every inspection sticker and start charging us massive amounts of money to drive on the roads to build the Trans-NAFTA highway. Okay, that's mainstream news here. So what are people going to do? You got to go fight that legislation. Here's another example of solutions. Tell people about radio shows like Coast to Coast AM that discuss real issues. And don't think you have to save the world by yourself or that, you know, you've got to get out there and do it all. Do a little something, and together we can defeat this thing. That's my statement on that issue.
Let's go to the calls. Jimmy, one more, and then we go to the calls. You're done?
I'm done. Okay. He said it. Just spread the word.
All right. Wild card line, please address who you want to throw your question to. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George. It's Tim from L.A., and this is for Jim Mars.
Sure.
Hi, Jim. Great. You know, you're doing a great job, you and Alex. But my question is I was listening to the local affiliate out here in Los Angeles, and the cardinal for the Catholic Church said that we should remove all walls, we should remove the immigration, we should make all these, I guess, illegal citizens. And my question is the church now becoming a part of the Bilderberg?
Well, let me put it this way. The church has always been a part of the Bilderberg. You might remember that a lot of the top Nazis escaped Europe on Vatican passports. Now, I don't want to get into any kind of religious thing. I believe everybody has the right to believe what they want to believe, attend whatever church they want to attend. But unfortunately, the history shows us that the Catholic Church has been behind all kinds of things, and of course, I won't even bring up the child molestation issue.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing? This question's for all you guys. I'm a Jew, and I have family in Israel, and I'm concerned about, you know, I know all about the dark little secrets about Zionism and, you know, the globalists taking control over there, and I'm just, is there anything that Jews and Israelis can do to get this out of the country, or is it already too late?
Can I comment on that?
Sure.
Well, I want to go back to what Jim was talking about. Any big organization, it isn't Catholics, it isn't Jews, it isn't Protestants, it isn't Easter bunnies that are behind this. Powerful groups go and they take over the leadership of organizations. Pope John Paul II called for a new world order. Benedict Ratzinger has called for it. The Catholic Church in America, and most Catholics, by the way, are against this. I have a lot of Catholic friends. I think Catholics are great folks. They are very upset that, yes, the Catholic leadership is trying to get rid of our borders. So is the slash conservative, Likudnik, Zionist crowd here in the United States. But it doesn't matter. The Republicans are doing it. The Protestant churches are pushing this now. I mean, the globalists have gotten control of every major organization. And you know, radical Islam is controlled by the globalists, and that's all historical. So that's what's scary. It's what Estelon and what Jim said earlier. The New World Order goes in, and they just buy off the heads of every organization. That's why they want to get rid of sovereignty, because they don't want to have to buy 500-and-something members of Congress. So Israel is being used as a set piece, as a pretext to maintain control of the Middle East. I have nothing but, you know, support for Israel, but yes, I've interviewed a lot of experts who are Jewish, who live in Israel, Barry Hamish and others. Clearly, Israel is controlled by the Bilderberg Group. Israel is being set up for a very, very big fall.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. Next up, let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yes, sir. Hello. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
This is Tony. I'm calling from Red Springs, Tennessee. Excuse me. Red Boeing Springs, Tennessee.
Sure. Go ahead, Tony.
I've got one for Jim and one for Alex. Alex, 9/11, did the towers come down because of the opium trade? And for you, Jim, whenever they get rid of all our manufacturing jobs, are the gates going to be opened up to where the United States does nothing but produce agriculture?
All right, you first, Jim.
Okay, when they get rid of our jobs, which is happening pretty rapidly, you better start learning how to cook hamburgers and fry French fries.
I tell you, retail stores are getting slammed. A friend of mine called me from St. Louis. She said, George, the Lord & Taylor stores are being closed here. Some other retail stores are being closed here. I don't know if it's because the Internet has done that or whether we're just losing jobs.
Well, can I take the caller's first question?
Take your question and then go ahead and respond. Go ahead, Alex.
Sure. You talk about the farmers. Talk about the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group has openly pushed the Animal ID Act, the Premises Act. You don't have everything in order, $2,000 a day fines. Every $3 chicken has to have a $10 tag. Big agribusiness openly, this has been in the Dallas Morning News, wrote the new Animal ID Act. Americans, 90-plus percent were against it. They still passed it, 2 weeks ago. So another example of centralization. They are attacking our economy at every single level. It's not about free market. It's about consolidation. He brought up the World Trade Centers, clearly carried out by the New World Order. That attack clearly orchestrated from all the evidence. And people always get stuck on it's about oil. It's about weapon sales. It's about New World Order. It's about military bases. It's about all of that. Anything the globalists do, the Illuminati crime cartel does, they do cost-benefit analysis. It has to help them on every one of their goals. And so, yes, a big part of blowing up those towers was about controlling the drug trade, yes.
Do these people have a conscience at all, Alex?
They are social Darwinists. And for those that don't know what that is, you know, the theory of Darwin is the survival of the fittest. Well, they believe that we're elite, we're evil, we're powerful, people are animals, because we're in control, we have a divine right to rule over people. And so we're just getting rid of the weak. And no, a normal person like you, George, has a conscience, or Jim, Mars. You feel bad if you do something wrong. I know I do. At the same time, these individuals see that as weak. They laugh at us. But I've made the analogy, I'll make it again. They're like a cancer. A cancer thinks it's dominant. A cancer thinks it's the best. A cancer thinks it has a right to rule and take the body over. All it does is kill the body, and it dies too. So the New World Order is nothing more than an out-of-control cancer. The Earth has cancer, and it is the Illuminati.
All right, next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. Your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, Harveyville, Kansas.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, thank you so much, George. I am so grateful. Question for Alex Jones. Do you have a snail mail address for those of us without computers?
And yes, ma'am, I do.
Oh, wonderful. Comment, I live 50 miles from Manhattan, Kansas, major expansion at Fort Riley over there, And I am a firm believer that our soldiers are being duped and victimized by this whole deal, too.
Well,
and I would like to write you about some of my concerns and what I've followed.
All right, give out your address slowly, Alex, for snail mail.
Sure,
I'll
folks.
I'll get off the air now.
All right, there. Thanks, Jenny.
Sure, folks can write to me at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And while we're at it, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If you want my new film, The Order of Death, you get a free DVD of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove when you get it. You can also call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And all my films are copyright-free, folks, for educational purposes. Please get them. Please make copies of them.
And Jim Mars will get your website out for us.
Right. JimMars.com. J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S. Two R's and Mars.com.
I got to tell you, I love your last name, Jim.
You know, George, I want to add a coda to what was just said about these people and don't they have a conscience. You might recall an incident that occurred when Father Bush was president, and they took him to a supermarket for a photo op, and he was standing there, and the checker was running the products across the little scanner, and it was going beep, beep, and he said, "What's that?" Those people don't know what it's like to go shop in a grocery store.
By the way, I have
they
the
don't
video
live
of that.
In the same world that we have to live in. They don't have jobs. They don't have to worry about job security. They don't have to worry about 9-to-5. They don't even have to worry about families. They have their own little world, and
they have servants. They have assistants. It's like in Goodfellas.
He didn't know what a barcode scanner device was.
He had no clue.
No, I have the video of that.
What's that? I love it. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Howdy.
Alex, Jim, maybe you can answer this for me. I feel that the Illuminati actually probably is substantiated in innocent intentions, I suppose, be it Galileo or, you know, all the way back to Copernicus or whatever. Where did they go wrong?
Let me be specific. You just brought up a key. George Washington was a member of the Illuminati. He wrote letters. He admitted it. But then he found out that he'd been manipulated, that it was really evil. He wrote letters about it. He spoke out against it. So did Jefferson. So understand, that's what I said earlier. The globalists, the New World Order, the Illuminati take over every major group. There were rebellions against existing tyranny in the 16 and 1700s. And what happened from the very beginning was those groups were hijacked and steered by existing elites, and they would use revolutionary fervor in France and other areas to even bring in greater tyranny. The Illuminati lost control in the U.S. for a brief time, and our revolution was real. Jim?
Absolutely. And in fact, let's not forget that one of the biggest points of contention in the formation of the American United States was the issue of a central bank. And that was a very pressing issue. In fact, by the time Andrew Jackson was president, he finally abolished the four or five abortive attempts at a central bank.
That's right. Burr actually killed.
But now in 1913, with Woodrow Wilson, a consummate insider and a tool of these very same people, they pushed through the Federal Reserve.
You guys will love this. We got a break here coming up. But as we speak, the United Nations Army has been proposed, an international rapid reaction force, which could be deployed within 48 hours, 15,000 troops, military, police, and civilian staff ready to go like that. We'll be back with final phone calls with Jim Mars, Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM. I want to bring a little more balance to the program. Snopes, by the way, which checks into all kinds of things, said that with regards to the George Bush situation, looking at the scanner going, what's that? That he was reacting to a brand new scanner that he had never seen before. So that's that take. So you do your own search and make up your own mind. We'll be back with final phone calls with our two guests, Alex Jones, Jim Mars, on Coast to Coast AM. And let's go back to the phones. Wild Card Line, welcome to Coast. You're on the air, and who's your question for?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Alex Jones.
Okay,
I'd like
sir.
To thank you for taking my call. My name's Kevin. I'm calling from Kansas City.
Okay, Kevin.
Alex Jones, you are a modern-day Paul Revere riding across the airwaves screaming to the people that the beast is coming. It seems like this could easily be the show that George had on 666, and I'd like to know what your take is on the Book of Revelations, and are these people just trying to fulfill prophecy, or are they just greatly deceived? And thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm a Christian, but I always look at things through a news/sociological political lens. I don't try to, you know, let emotions get into it. And I remember waking up 14 years ago, getting on the air 12 years ago, and for the first 6-7 years, I didn't talk about the occult and the elite. And I just did the research, and every time I ran into that, every time I read an autobiography, every time I researched the elite, I'm sorry, folks. These people get on their knees to Lucifer. They think Lucifer is God. Almost every one of them is a Satanist. And that's the reality. And I just go where the truth leads me. And it's true, folks. It really is real. This is actually happening. And they believe that Lucifer is going to win. They believe they're building a one-world government for Lucifer. And this is actually happening. And that's what I cover. I keep going back to this in my film, The Order of Death. On the same DVD, you get my Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove free. We have new footage shot by a employee of the Grove last year of them doing the mock sacrifice of the idol, of the things they're doing. And we cover it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I've had a chance here on George's show to talk about it in the past. And I don't care if it sounds crazy. You know, that we're going into an American Union sounds crazy. That they're having an animal ID with microchips law is crazy. That they have a new freedom initiative for forced psychological testing and drugging sounds crazy. It doesn't matter that they've used the equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima A-bombs worth of DU and radiation detectors in the U.S. and England are going off, and lung cancer's up 6 times what it was 10 years ago. 1 in 3 have diabetes now from 1 in 45 50 years ago. I'm sorry. It's the truth. I'm going to have to cover it. The government is putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Sodium stannous fluoride is poisoning you. Nobel Prize winners have covered it. Jim, you, big reporter, Texas, work for big newspapers, Fort Worth Star, Telegram, you name it. You're a mainstream guy, too. We talked and had dinner and had a few drinks in Chicago. You just kept running into this. Can you speak, since he brought it up, briefly, if it's all right with George, to the occult nature? I mean, have you not found that at the end of the day, it always runs into Satanism?
I would have to say yes, and I'm like you. I too am a Christian, but I have always tried to stick with objective journalism, and I've not tried to bring the religious aspects into it. But I will say this: I have talked to people who have actually gone to France and to Europe and have participated in satanic rites, and when you track this long enough, you just keep running into it, and that is a factor, and I think people need to understand that. There's lots of really dark sides to this whole thing. It's so ugly that most people would not even comprehend it, but then that's what they count on, isn't it? They count on the public's incredulity, that they're just not going to believe that these people would actually do something like that and work against average people the way they do. That's one of their shields.
Okay, let's go west of the Rockies. Your turn. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
My name is Lynn. Thank you for taking my call.
Lynn.
I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay.
My question is for Alex. And the question is, earlier I heard a gentleman stating that there's 125 of them. So we outnumber them. So realistically, what can we as individuals do to affect change? This is madness.
Well, Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not going to tear this down in a day. And we could arrest 120 members. It's really about 120 today. But the systems of power they've built, there's hungry people that would put themselves in those throne positions immediately. Even a good person would rationalize it. It'd be very hard to turn down the ring of power. I mean, to use the Lord of the Rings analogy, it's very deceptive. It's very seductive. It's very hard to turn down. It was hard to turn down when I got offered millions of dollars to sell out to them years ago. But I said no. So you have to understand that we do outnumber them tens of thousands to one. But when you talk about defeating them, it's happening right now. That's why they're panicked. Listen, I know Bilderberg Group members inside. I know their employees. Why do we have so many of them leaking to us? I mean, it's good info. We're able to track it and check it. Why do we have... This is not an exaggeration. I've had over 50 major Hollywood stars in the last 3 or 4 years call me. I've met with probably 10 of them. They want to go public. They're afraid. I've met with Hollywood producers, big ones, had dinner with them. They know what's going on. They're afraid to go public. Even members of the elite who are high level don't, when they really find out about this, especially those that have been brought into it and have been given opportunities, their humanity cries out against it. So as this global plan comes into position, as it unfolds, there's, for every action science shows, there's an equal or greater reaction. And so we just have to be aware that as they rise, we rise, and that they're panicking, they realize they're in trouble. That's the good news. I mean, listen, 6 years ago, they weren't in U.S. newspapers. Now they are. Okay? 10 years ago, they weren't in European papers. Now they are. It was top story for 3 days while I was in Canada. I mean, I was on CBC, CTV. I was all over the newspapers. They weren't calling me a kook. I had national reporters going, yes, I know they're elite scum. I have their documents. You know, we've had a shift. We've had a shift thanks to people. And again, give support, give credit where it's due. Pioneers like George Norrie, it's hard to believe. 5 years this guy has been on the air letting us cover this stuff.
It's been that long already, hasn't it?
Yes.
Next up, go ahead, Jim.
I could add something here, I kind of got a laugh when Daniel early on said, blow up your TV. But, you know, he's really got something there. For people, anyone who's listening to me, if you watch your local 10 o'clock news and you read your local newspaper, or you read USA Today, or you read the Wall Street Journal, you really think that you're well informed. But what's happening is they are weaving an electronic and print matrix all around you. You're living in a little fantasy world, yep. And it's time to wake up and start dealing with
all
reality.
You're getting, you're merely getting events that occur. You're not
right.
Getting
the, and you're getting their spin.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can I just specifically speak to that for a second? I'm a radio talk show host, small guy compared to George, but I've actually, when I took marketing here in Austin at college, it wasn't a secret they taught it. Print and radio make you image what you're reading or hearing. They boost IQs. They boost neuron development. There's hundreds of major studies. TV, and I'm not bashing TV. I'm on TV. George is a, you know, Emmy award-winning photo, you know, a video journalist, a news producer. TV could be a good tool. The problem is it does not develop imaging in the mind. Imagination, that's what Einstein said. Imagination is more important than, you know, all the smarts in the world. TV overall is very destructive. Print and radio boost the brain because you're forced to image as we speak. That's the studies. TV is bad. That's why my children aren't allowed to watch it.
All right, let's go to some more final calls. Well, this has been a fast night. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Oh, well, hello. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Chris, go
and
ahead,
I
sir.
I have a question for Jim.
All right.
Mars, I have your book, The Secret.
Rule by Secrecy.
Yeah, Rule by Secrecy. And I was wondering, have you ever studied or heard of an African-American secret society group called the Boule?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of it, yes. But I'll have to admit that my knowledge of that is pretty cursory.
Well, I can tell you about it. That's the African American Masons,
right?
And I know some local Austinites that are my friends that have gotten into that. And it's most of your black leaders have been co-opted. It's the same control. The elite get the leadership of every major group. And I'm not saying all Masons are bad. Most Masons don't even know what's going on. It's the higher levels. Like, most Masons think there's 33 degrees.
Right.
No, folks, there's 360. Humans can go up to about 186 degree. They believe on the other points of the compass, in the circle, that it's principalities. And guess who's at 360, George?
I don't even want to try.
Old Beelzebub. They call him Lucifer.
He's right up there. First-time caller line, you're up.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I've got a question for Alex. I'm glad you guys have educated us about this group, and I've been talking to my father about it. We're both really proud to be Americans, and I'm talking about what's happening to our country, and I'll bring up the Illuminati and the globalists and the Nazi generalist movement, you know, from what you've educated us on. And my dad gets kind of frustrated. He said, you're describing communism. Why don't you just call it what it is?
Well, and it's much bigger than communism. The globalists publicly funded communism to counter the neo-Renaissance. The people were getting too wealthy, too much middle class, so they said, oh, big government taking the elite's money, aren't you for it? But really, it was funded by the bankers to go rob the people.
That's exactly right. The same people behind communism were the same people that funded and supported and built Hitler.
Here's an example.
I mean, this is Illuminati methodology in action. They will say anything. They will be anything. They'll be liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, Nazi.
Let me break that down.
Communist. It doesn't matter as long as they achieve their agenda.
I agree. The head of the late head of a major a political science body at Georgetown, Carol Quigley, wrote a book in 1968 called Tragedy and Hope, and he said that we control the communists, we control the fascists, we are the round table groups, we are the Bilderberg group, we use anything that's centralized. And so to explain that, they simply try to confuse the issues. David Rockefeller, who's one of the founders of Bilderberg, he was at the first 1954 meeting there in Holland. David Rockefeller owned the major tank factories, the aluminum factories in Soviet Russia. When Mao Zedong died in 1976, he wrote an editorial for the New York Times praising communism, praising Mao. Mao killed 60 million people. So, and we photographed, we videotaped David Rockefeller. It's on Infowars.com at the meeting last weekend.
60 million people.
Yeah, made Hitler look like a piker.
Yeah.
And George, let me add quickly here, kind of as a codon, before I don't want to get back into this occult aspect, but I just want everybody to understand that they're going to find a lot of this hard to believe. And here's the thing. These people that we're talking about, it's not important that whether you believe it or not. What's important is those people believe it. And they're acting on it.
Yeah, that's the key. I get atheists to call me and they go, Alex, I don't believe in God. Why do you cover this? Well, if a serial killer believes in Hobgoblin 95, it doesn't matter if Hobgoblin doesn't exist. The nut strangling women believes it exists. So regardless, the elite believes in this stuff.
That's right.
Wild card line, your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
One of your previous callers kind of stole my thunder on the question being how the Illuminati was tied into the Antichrist. Some of that's already been covered.
They're the prince and powers of the air.
Right. I'd like to make a request to you, George, that every issue or special interest group has a symbol, like, you know, we have the symbols.
Yeah, you're right.
Support our troops.
Mm-hmm.
Breast cancer has the ribbons. To come up with a logo or something where we can tie all of the information in together, so we could have like car magnets or something.
It's funny you say that. I'm already doing that. I'm about to launch that.
You gonna put it on your website?
Yeah, very soon we're going to have bracelets and car magnets.
Alex is going retail now, for crying out loud.
Well, I like a little sign I saw not long back. It said, the fear stops here. If you're not afraid, then you'll take action.
You know something else I heard?
Turning for the better.
I agree. The answer to the 1984 world, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So we have to get aggressive. I agree. Listen, George, Jim, I'm afraid of not taking action. I'm afraid of not fighting these people. Listen, I've had too many victories. We defeat gun bills.
Isn't action, though, knowledge? Because, as you said, 5 years ago, they would have laughed you off any radio station around except this one. And now people are beginning to say, what's going on? I bet the next Bilderberger group conference, wherever it may be, they'll probably try to hide it in Europe somewhere this time. I bet people are going to picket.
We already had picketers.
I mean lots of pickets.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, we had a maximum of about 55 people. Usually about 30 folks would show up.
Yeah, but that's nothing.
No, I agree. We need to get
2,000.
You need the mainstream media to show up outside that, see these demonstrators, and go, what the heck's going on in there?
No, that's a good idea, George. We need to start organizing that. The problem is they keep it so secret, we normally learn of it about 2 weeks before.
Where it's going to be. Have you ever not known where it was going to be?
No, because Jim Tucker has inside sources in Bilderberg. Listen, he predicted the fall of the Berlin Wall and said it was going to be staged 1 year before it happened from Bilderberg. When the media said they were going to invade Iraq in March of 2002, he said, no, it's March of 2003, Bilderberg.
And what do these people do for entertainment, by the way, while they're there? Should we even go into that?
They always have a golf course out back, and this is pretty serious business, where they blow off steams at Bohemian Grove. And we know what they do. They ship in prostitutes of both sex, the highest quality, and like beluga caviar, and they run around naked. You know, it's like David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations. I walk up to him and I say, are you part of the rituals? Not going to answer your question. You should know about that. Did you run around naked? No, I didn't. Then I have a news article with him bringing up how they run around naked. You know, that's Washington Times. I don't make any of this stuff up. I've been there, I've seen it, I videotaped it, and again, George, I can't believe how weird this is. Jim, you've been researching this for decades.
1 minute left, guys.
Can you believe how crazy it is?
No. In fact, it took me years to finally break down my belief system. I'm just going to, this can't be right.
Yeah, you didn't believe it, Jim, in the beginning, did you?
No, I really didn't. I was, you know, back in the 50s, Dallas was a hotbed of right-wing stuff, and they were talking John Birch Society and all.
Right.
And they were talking about that then, and I'm going, oh, this just can't be right. But it is, and now I've seen it come to fruition. And as Alex says, you know, it's here, it's now, it's real, and it's time. Here's my final comment, I guess, really, is that you better take action while you still can.
That's right. You're not going to be free unless you fight for it. If you want to be free, you're going to have to get informed. You're going to have to fight for it. You can find out more at coasttocoastam.com because I'm so proud of this bullhorning I did of the Bilderberg group.
We got a nice picture of you, Alex, up there on the website. Hey, gentlemen, we're out of time. Thanks for the roundtable discussion.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Jim Mars, Alex Jones, and you, Daniel Eskelin. For Dave Caprita, Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.